It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
All I'm saying is I think it is legitimate to question whether John Owen knows what he's doing.
Listen, man, stop questioning God.
He's not God.
He is God.
He's so not God. If he was God, we'd have a left tackle.
Do you remember what it was like before God came into our lives? Getting blown out of Super Bowls?
Well, we got blown out of one Super Bowl before God came into our life. Then we got blown out of like three
but
more.
But then he brought us into the light for three more.
Yeah.
God.
Well, yeah.
Peyton Manning's Jesus. Okay, Chewy. Jesus, Chewy. Okay, sorry, it's Chewy. So God and Chewy.
Not being a religious man myself, I just believe that John Elway is fallible. And right now, he's making me nervous. That's all I'm saying. If he was really that good, we'd have a tackle. He had chances. He was not waiting for Romo.
Can I just bring sense to this matter? All right? In the last five years.
I'm being sensible.
In the last 5 years.
Yes.
No, I'm going to go further. In the last 6 years, okay, John Elway took over the team. He had Tim Tebow quarterback.
Yes.
Okay, they get to the AFC Championship game. Yes.
No, not with Tebow.
The divisional game.
The divisional game.
Okay, they won a game, great game.
They won the wild card game.
Then they went in and got blown out.
Yes.
Okay, so then after that, Peyton Manning, they get the Baltimore Colt game.
And choked it.
Choked it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I put that on the coach.
You can put a lot of places. There's a lot of places to go. Mm-hmm. Everyone will argue. They'll always argue. If you ever watch the NFL films, they'll always argue about the 21 seconds left. Why couldn't we have gone and
absolutely
tried to take an opportunity? Okay.
I think that's
I'm right there with it. Whatever.
That's legitimate.
Okay. I'm just saying. All right, then next year, Super Bowl.
Why are you counting this down? We all know this stuff. What's
your
point?
Everyone talks about how terrible John Elway.
No,
you're losing sight of what he.
Nobody
listen, he has
is
been to,
talking about
listen,
how terrible.
You're getting
he is.
Worried about him.
Yeah, that
why?
Doesn't mean I'm saying he's terrible. I'm concerned because he is not doing.
Where would you rather spend money?
On a tackle.
Okay.
But
good.
We didn't spend money on it. We didn't spend money on
yet?
Anybody.
Are we okay? So as far as I'm concerned, there's two parts that there's two seasons, right? There's off season and then there's on season. So we're still in the off season?
Yeah.
Okay. Has a draft happened yet?
In a few weeks.
So then there ain't no draft.
And we're not drafting a tackle.
We're not drafting a tackle.
If we do, it's not going to be someone
we're
that's going to help
drafting
us this
a,
year.
No, we're not drafting a tackle.
So we go into the season sans tackle.
No.
You honestly believe that there is a tackle out there that is unsigned that is going to come in and be better than whoever we have
that.
Right now.
I didn't say that either.
So then it's a trade.
Yeah. I think that the Broncos have a lot of assets. They've been building up a lot of supplemental picks. They have a lot of different options that they can do. They really don't need to have a large rookie class right now. They can get things through free agency. They wouldn't be willing to forego not quite the way that the Saints did with Ricky Williams.
No.
But they would be willing to entertain offers in order to get the right person in here, say Joe Thomas.
Well, Thomas did say he wouldn't mind living in Denver, that he would enjoy playing and living in Denver.
Listen, man, anyone who lives in Cleveland for any amount of time would love to live anywhere else, and I think Cleveland's a great town.
No, not.
Listen, Cleveland is a great town. So, but the problem is it's in the environment in which it is, which is cold and dirty and snowy and freezing, miserable. The town's great. The people are great, but they live in a bad spot. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. Like it's awful. It's like living
in the town. Town's great. Listen, you move that town to Las Vegas and it rocks. I'm saying you move that town. Okay, you move that town to the middle of, say, South Dakota. That town rocks.
It wins by virtue of not being anywhere
in that particular
else.
Spot.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to compete with it. I mean, it's in South Dakota. South Dakota doesn't have, well, actually, Mount Rushmore. Put it next to Mount Rushmore. Okay, that'll be fine. It's still not, I mean, it's kind of an ugly city. It is.
They party a lot. Rock and roll music hall of fame.
Wouldn't you if you lived in Cleveland? I would be drinking all the time. Like, I would get up and Irish up my coffee right away. And then,
as an Irish American, I really resent you saying Irishing up your coffee.
I have some Irish blood in me, so I'm allowed. Then I would go, and then I would tequila up my
day. Oh, is that what happened in that transfusion last week? You got some Irish?
No. Okay. I a DNA registry. I did the blood test.
Did you really?
I did.
And you're Irish?
I can show you the results. Absolutely.
Fattest leprechaun ever.
Hey, a leprechaun's pretty fat. It's because they're short. And they're busy counting all their gold.
Leprechaun.
If I lived in Cleveland, I would be drunk from like 8 a.m. to like 6 p.m. when I passed out.
That's just so mean, man.
Listen. Go to Buffalo.
Like, no.
I would be drunk in Buffalo all the time, too.
No, you would know. You'd be eating buffalo wings because those things are awesome.
And then drinking a lot, too, because I would be living in Buffalo.
I'd be like, chicken wings! That's the chant. That's the chant.
There are a lot of places.
That's the official chant for the Buffalo wing place where they invented buffalo wings?
No, I did not.
Did you? Okay, it's the sacred chant. Do you want to hear it?
I think you just did it.
Well, you have to learn it.
It's just sounding like a chicken, right?
No. There's okay. Words.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the first part is chicken wings!
Chicken wings!
No, chicken wings!
I feel like I did it. Okay. Chicken wings!
All right, and then...
And you wonder why your promos are so weird.
Big fuzz.
Yes.
Chicken wings!
I got you. You didn't expect me to do it with you, did you?
Let me just tell you something. And if you're and if you're in your car and it's snowing outside, we all need to do it together, okay? Chicken wing!
You gotta give me a heads up.
Why?
Because I didn't know it was coming. Do it again. No, from the beginning.
Chicken wings!
Like five people just ran off the highway.
No, what just happened? This just happened. We need to go to a break early.
And this is why your promos are so weird, because I guarantee you, no other hosts on the air in this city or most other cities in this country is that going to happen. And that is both spectacular and frightening. Chicken wings! We'll be right back with more.
We have to go. I'm sorry. We have to go. We can't go.
We're still here. We'll be back
after this song.
No, I think he's telling us we have to stay.
Oh, I know. We have 3 minutes.
Oh my God! I thought you were serious. I thought we actually.
No, he was trying to
no,
get your breath.
No, I was trying to catch my breath, trying not to throw up on the floor.
Oh my God! Yes, that is.
Chicken wings. I can't even do that anymore.
Like now it's uninterested chicken.
You're gonna walk down. Okay, I tell you what's gonna happen. One day we're gonna just walk down the 16th Street Mall and we're just gonna start going to random people. Chicken wings, and people are gonna be like.
Until we get stabbed or punched.
No, people are gonna start doing it.
Uh huh. Okay. Next April
listen,
Fools. Let's
listen,
try
please
that.
Tweet that. Please tweet that to us. I want to see people's Facebook, like, do Facebook posts. So here it is. So here, our Facebook page is, Darren Copeland Experience at Facebook. I want to see you guys doing your best. Chicken wings!
How did we get here? Oh, yeah, we were talking about Buffalo. Being drunk in bad cities, which was something about Joe Thomas and Cleveland.
Yes, Joe Thomas would love to be here, which is why you give up 2 seconds to Cleveland and maybe even the rights to, which would make Osweiler, but you go Simeon in 2 seconds and for Joe Thomas.
And then draft a quarterback.
Deshaun Watson looks mighty nice there.
Dude, I'll tell you what. If we gave him Simeon, and we don't need to give up 2 seconds. If we gave up Simeon and a second, maybe a pick next year for Joe Thomas, and then we draft Deshaun Watson, I would be
I'll tell you
very,
what,
very happy
I was,
about
I was
that.
At a bar last night after the show, and I had a guy yell at me and tell me that the Broncos if they don't take Joe Mixon, then they're stupid. And not only because he was 6'6", 280, but also I agreed with him because I think he's right. I think Joe Mixon might be the guy to do it. I think Joe Mixon might be the guy.
He's a running back. We don't have a good running back right now.
Yep.
But I don't know that I'd take him in the first round. If he's available in the second, totally worth it.
Would you take Le'Veon Bell if his name was Joe Mixon?
In the second.
In the first, man. In the first.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.